This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's dive in. We're going to get to Brad Holmes at 3. Like, but I can't do this for 4 hours.
So Mike, has anybody ever mispronounced your last name?
Yeah, right. Let me help you. We're going to go a different direction. We have topics. So let's get into them. Try this again.
Right, let's do this.
So we'll get to Brad Holmes at 3. Why? Because I don't want to talk about it for 4 hours. We'll talk about his comments, but the news of the day will be Josh Reynolds spurning the Lions and going to the Broncos. Which means you've now lost CB2 and wideout 3. The whole best available player thing in the draft is fine, .. if you do something more in free agency. We'll get to it.
Yeah, until it's not.
We have Brad audio. So the Brad bots, lather up, get yourself ready, maybe give yourself a little sponge bath and get ready. We'll get to it at 3 because we got to talk about it. But I want to open up with something that's just really interesting. And I'm not clutching pearls. I live in reality. Think of all these headlines in the last couple weeks and what they all have in common. Temple basketball and a point spread moving 7 points and the shadow of impropriety on their conference tournament game. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter slash thief slash bet runner slash what the hell is going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then factor in what we're looking at right now with what took place yesterday in the NBA, where Raptors backup center Jontay Porter and his prop bet totals were under investigation by the NBA, because I will read this to you and I want you to understand what it all means. You are talking about a player of no consequence being the biggest liability at the sports book for what he did or did not do in that game. No, that doesn't add up. And the fact is, when a player leaves a game mysteriously after a couple minutes with a, quote, illness,
mm-hmm.
not hitting anywhere close to his props, and that someone won bleep loads of money, come on now, Alabama's baseball coach.
I was about to say, let's not forget Brad Bohannon.
Now, that's not in the last couple weeks, but it is all a backdrop to what I'm going to ask you. So
he's trying to drop $100,000 on a Bama game.
Right.
Through a friend.
Not bright. So basically, I'll give you the cliff notes. There are betting results, and there are reports the next day as a part of it. DraftKings Sportsbook stated the under on Jontay Porter's 3-pointers, the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player prop from games that evening. Jontay Porter. Who? Do you know how deep in a menu you got to go to find any words called Jontay Porter in any prop market?
You probably have to hit other players twice.
He played 19 minutes 2 days later, scored 12, 7, and 3 on March 20th, the other night. Against the Kings, he played just 3 minutes before exiting because what the Raptors said was an illness, didn't return. Didn't score after attempting one shot. Sportsbook had his over-under set around 7.5 and 5.5. The next day, The report in the media released that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night in the NBA. Again. So at least one other U.S. sportsbook detected that betting interest on Porter's props. And the industry source told ESPN multiple accounts attempted to bet large amounts, upwards of 10 grand, 20 grand, on Porter unders in the January game against the Clippers. Betting limits on the NBA player props vary by book, typically around 1,000 to 2,000. People were doing whatever they could to bet Porter props. And then a few days ago, the same things. We had a bunch of people trying to bet the under for more. So he missed the game on Saturday against the Wiz for personal reasons, according to the team. He was also out on Monday's loss against the Nets for personal reasons. Bottom line, the NBA's investigating. All league employees, they're all not able to be involved in this. Sports betting, monitored by dedicated personnel from each team. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing it up because it's not any one story. For years, whether Rico, me, any of us old heads, when ESPN and other networks wouldn't so much as put a point spread on the television, acted as if it didn't exist, whistled by the graveyard. All of us, myself included, ESPN, this radio station, your Nona, we're all in bed with sports books. For years, we always would make jokes. Oh, that guy played like he owed the mob money.
Yeah, he's on a take.
Right. Wow. Yeah. What was that?
Go check his bank account.
You made the joke, but you didn't watch the games ever fearing of impropriety. But I have a question for you, the sports fan, right now. With all of these gambling-centric stories swirling around the world of sports, including an NBA player who's under investigation, including the NCAA president wanting prop bets banned, including a basketball team that triggered U.S. integrity 2 weeks ago, and Shohei Ohtani and a mysterious $4.5 million that may or may not have been stolen, may or may not have been his bets, may or may not have been placing bets with an illegal offshore sportsbook.
But we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, no. Rob Manfred's statement will take care of all of it. My question to you is, has the way you watch sports changed?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you now, at least in the back of your mind, wonder about the authenticity of what we're watching?
Yeah. And then you wonder, do they just put this in your face? Remember before last season, the NFL thought it was a funny commercial, the script, as they did the table read, and everybody was like, oh man, I can't wait till this happens in this week. But it does start to feel a little scripted. For some games, you start thinking, wait a minute, how did this guy drop this pass, or how did this guy make this mistake, or how did this guy play so horribly in the biggest moment of his life? In the back of your mind, you're now starting to wonder, man, did he put money on himself? Did he bet against himself? Because it's not necessarily the Pete Rose I'm betting on my team to win. As you're now saying, I'm betting the under because I can control that. I can leave the game. If you're a Porter, I can just walk out, allegedly. It does lead you to believe that maybe
we're not on the level.
Dude, this just may be glorified wrestling.
I wonder where you're at as a fan. And look, if your answer is no, it doesn't make you wrong. If your answer is yes, it doesn't make you wrong. I don't have the answers. But, I mean, how many of these gambling, scandalous type stories are we supposed to see in our news and not begin to think it impacts us? And, guys, let us not for a second act as if we haven't seen impropriety. Tim Donaghy ring a bell? In some of the biggest NBA games of the season, you want to go back and watch Game 6 of Lakers and Kings? Like, it's happened. Except the difference is it's not the mafia at play. It's not some guy named Rocco Two-Time. It's different. You could easily have players just providing information. Mm-hmm. Why would Jonte Porter's prop bets be the... Why would people run to a window to try to get 20 grand on a nobody? I mean, Jonte Porter could slap Jeff or Kenny in the face. They wouldn't know it's Jonte Porter. He could wear a sticker that says, "Hi, my name is Jonte." You wouldn't know.
And what do you do? I play NBA.
Man, you're tall. Do you play ball? So, like, it just, I just would like to know, because I admit, as somebody who, I watch sports and talk sports for a living, the gambling thing has reached a level where I don't think you can say with certainty we're not seeing some leakage. Mm-hmm. That we're not, I mean, look, a college baseball coach went full Pete Rose.
He had his boy's on the phone with him at the casino as he's getting the information from the coach to bet. I think he was betting against Alabama. Like, wow. We've reached that point where it is, Mike, when you watch, and I don't want to say names, but when you even watching the current NCAA tournament, you see certain players out there and you're like, wait, this guy is really good. This guy is like going to the league. This guy is playing like total trash tonight.
Oh, I know the player you're talking about because I said it to you privately. I know the player. Big time school, played like he was on Quaaludes.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, that doesn't add up. The point is,
Madden.
I just feel like it's the tip of the iceberg. And look, we're operating in a space I've never believed you could guarantee every single thing was on the level. It's nothing. In the history of sports, collegiately speaking, even in the NIL era, it is nothing that if somebody wants to manipulate a game bad enough, you can go to a small enough school and a poor enough kid with the right motives and go, mm-hmm, push a button.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't let it ruin my ability to watch sports, and I am not acting as if this is the WCW. I'm not doing that. But I'm not going to sit here as a radio host and just ignore all these stories. Think about everything that's swirling around that I just listed, that you just listed. This Ohtani thing is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. For me to believe Ohtani, I have to accept that while he's modern-day Babe Ruth, he's also a functioning idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
That he may be Babe Ruth and Pete Rose. He may be, allegedly. Let me put that out there. But that's on the table because baseball sure doesn't want to talk about it.
Now, listen.
Nobody wants to talk about
that. Here's what I'd like to do, because we're going to get to Football Jesus at 3. We're going to get to Brad Holmes. We're going to talk about this, but I needed a little bit of space to do this. And I understand while this requires a little bit more thought of favorite pickle or what's your name, 248, you all watch sports. So just be straight with me. You think I'm on crack because I'm starting to doubt the authenticity of things in the back of my mind? Say it.
Or do you watch games and it to yourself or to your significant other, to your boys, say, man, I wonder about this.
Right.
Is the integrity starting to erode away?
And it's not
away?
The sports book's problem.
Right.
This is about the leagues going full send into sports. It would be the equivalent of us being sponsored by a sports book and you could bet on our topics. And like over under, Rico saying MSU sucks, said it 6.5. And then Rico willfully bending the line by diming out his students. Like that's what these leagues are doing.
ESPN broadcasts the game. They have their own sports book.
Right.
It's right in front of your face.
Right. You had Reese Davis the other night on television say, "Oh, this looks like an investment." What?
They're telling on themselves.
248-539-9797. Yes, we will get to the Lions. We're going to get to the Wings. We got a lot to do today, but this is something that at least I think everybody can get involved with. If you watch sports, does this thought process enter your mind? It's that simple. I can't simplify it anymore. Just reach up to the apple tree, grab one, and take a bite.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!